Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm David Byrd in Washington. This week, we're going to take a look at a subject that sparks passionate arguments on both sides, the hunting of exotic animals. President Donald Trump has delayed a decision on the importation of elephant products to the United States, but other species might be fair game. We'll also look at a new documentary about the life and career of renowned paleontologist Dr. Jane Goodall.
Everywhere I go, there are young people with shining eyes wanting to tell Dr. Jane what they're doing, what they've been doing, what they plan to do to make the world better for people, for animals, for the environment.
That's all coming up on this week's American Cafe. This week, President Donald Trump said he would delay implementing a new policy that would have allowed the importation of elephant trophies from Africa. As VOA's Elizabeth Chernoff tells us, the decision came after strong blowback from wildlife activists and animal rights groups.
For now, American sport hunters overseas cannot bring their African elephant trophies back into the United States. The topic made news last week after the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service posted this statement, appearing to lift the current ban on elephant trophy imports from Zimbabwe and Zambia. After widespread backlash, the president and his interior secretary took to Twitter, saying they needed more time to review conservation facts before making a policy decision. The practice of trophy hunting sparked global controversy in 2015 after an American doctor killed the renowned Cecil the Lion, raising tough questions for hunting advocates and conservationists alike.
There is an argument from many people that hunting can bring revenues to poor people and communities living in Africa. And at the same time, it's assumed then that the enforcement mechanisms are in place to ensure that this is done properly. And what we've seen, for example, with the shooting of Cecil, is that the systems don't actually work very well.
Ethical issues of big game hunting are the focus of a recent documentary titled Trophy. It examines how the hunting industry is financing the breeding of endangered species by exploiting a small percentage for the thrill of the kill while conserving the rest, according to filmmaker Shaul Schwartz.
That's kind of the idea of utilizing animals in this, if it pays, it stays way. Now, is that the answer? I don't know. I'm here to raise questions, but I think what we should do in this subject is be less quick to judge and scream.
Chris Moore, an anti-poaching activist from Zimbabwe, says big game hunting can offer local African communities meat and money.
Half of that trophy fee goes back in to building a clinic or school or whatever the community decides. They have committees and a trust which organizes where that goes.
But animal rights groups are not convinced that the costs outweigh the benefits.
Ironically, the most revenue that these areas would earn is if the animals were alive. They earn drastically more money from tourism, particularly ecotourism, from people who want to see these animals alive and in the wild.
Trump administration officials say a decision on elephant trophy hunting policy will be issued in the coming weeks. Elizabeth Chernoff, VOA News, Washington.
Meanwhile, on Monday, conservation groups sued the U.S. government over the president's hunting policy on lion trophies and parts from Zimbabwe. The Center for Biological Diversity and the Natural Resources Defense Council suit asks a judge to declare the president's policies on both lions and elephants illegal. The debate occurs at the same time that a new documentary on the life of noted paleontologist Dr. Jane Goodall, Jane, is in theaters. Dr. Goodall, noted for her work with chimpanzees in the Gombe Stream Game Reserve in what is now Tanzania, is featured as a young woman when she begins her research in the early 1960s. It includes previously unpublished images shot by Goodall's late former husband, renowned wildlife photographer Hugo van Lawe.
There were some who tried to discredit my observations because I was a young, untrained girl and should therefore be disregarded. The result of it all, however, was that Lewis was able to obtain a grant from the National Geographic Society to continue my study. In addition, they would be sending out a photographer to document the chimpanzees.
Goodall told VOA's Laurie London that her organization's Roots and Shoots program for young people has helped raise awareness about humans' role and how we affect our planet.
Well, we won't obviously be able to reverse it with everybody, but our Roots and Shoots program is now in 100 countries with about 100,000 active groups, and a group can be a whole school. And we've also got an awful lot of people who've been through the program, which began in 91, who say that they look on the environment differently.
Goodall says if people see the film and want to speak out about animal rights or other issues, they have a powerful tool in social media.
We just have to make our voices heard. And I think one thing is interesting, that social media, although it can be used to really bad purposes, nevertheless, we now have a way of bringing voices together from all around the world, people who care about a particular issue, whether it's climate change or trophy hunting or whatever it happens to be.
The 84-year-old paleontologist says that she is hopeful that the next generation of scientists, researchers, and advocates will help to protect endangered animals.
You know, everywhere I go, there are young people with shining eyes wanting to tell Dr. Jane what they're doing, what they've been doing, what they plan to do to make the world better for people, for animals, for the environment.
If you'd like to learn more about Jane Goodall and her work, you can visit our Facebook page, VOA Asia. So, what do you think? Do you work with animals or the environment? Maybe you have a different opinion about hunting exotic species or about Jane Goodall. Well, let us know by visiting our Facebook page. Until next time, I'm David Byrd in Washington. Thanks for listening.